Greetings and welcome. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. On today's program, Anne Akiko Myers, some trumpet music, and of course, the requisite oboe music. And let's begin with something familiar, some music by Handel from his Water Music. Now, this is a collection of orchestral movements. It was premiered, get this, this is a very cool date, on July 17th, 1717. And that was after King George had requested a concert on the River Thames. The concert was performed by 50 musicians playing on a barge near the royal barge from the king, who listened with some close friends. And of course, yes, a little more royalty. King George was said to have said that he enjoyed the suite so much that he made the extremely exhausted musicians play them three times over on the course of the outing. Well, no three times over here, just a taste today. This is the air from Handel's Water Music, a performance by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra with George Weldon conducting.
Thank you.
The Air from Handel's Water Music. Yes, definitely a performance worth hearing at least 3++ times. That was the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra with George Weldon conducting. And let's move on to celebrate the artistry of a talented violinist named Anna Kiko Myers. Born back in 1970, she has toured and collaborated with a number of symphony orchestras, and also, you know, she's kind of dabbled into the pop end with Il Divo, Chris Botti, and Wynton Marsalis. She also has the, well, she's lucky to perform on two exquisite violins, the 1730 Stradivarius violin, which is also called the Royal Spanish, as well as the 1697 Stradivarius, which is called the Molitor, which she did purchase herself back in 2010. Prices were a little different then. She paid $3,600,000 for it, U.S. Now, on today's market, who knows, but at that time, that was the highest recorded auction price for any musical instrument in history. This comes from one of her earlier recordings. We're going to hear some music by Dvorak, his Romance for Violin and Orchestra.
Thank you.
How beautiful was that? Anne Kiko Myers and Dvorak's Romance for Violin and Orchestra. And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And let's continue with some, well, why not some trumpet music? Actually, music for two trumpets by Joseph Horowitz. And this is performed by two musicians with Canadian ties. James Thompson, who was both the principal of Montreal and Atlanta Symphonies, and Jens Lindemann, formerly of the Canadian Brass, and now a soloist based out of L.A. And Joseph Horowitz was a great British composer and conductor. He was also a professor at the composition at the Royal College of Music and a council member on the Composers Guild of Great Britain. Now, he wrote a large number of works for wind orchestra and brass. And today we're going to have the pleasure of hearing his concerti classico for two trumpets. This is Jens Lindemann and James Thompson, and they're joined by the members of the Canadian Staff Band. Thank you. Nothing like a great finish. That was Jens Lindemann and James Thompson, and they were joined by the members of the Canadian Staff Band, and that was Joseph Horowitz's Concertino Classico. And this is Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And we're going to move on to the unique vocal music interpretations of Uta Lemper. Now, she is a triple threat, known for her impressions of Kurt Weill. This actress and chanteuse was born in Germany back in 1963. She was actually one of the original people that were in the musical Cats, but she's gone on to do a lot of other things. She was also in The Little Mermaid and The Hunchback of Notre Dame. But what she is really known for is her interpretations of Kurt Weill's songs. And this comes from her disc, Lady in the Dark. Here she is.
Circulation, believing in reincarnation. In me you see one who doesn't agree, challenging possible affronts. I believe I'll only live once, and I want to make the most of it. If there's a party, I want to be the host of it. If there's a haunted house, I want to be the ghost of it. If I'm in town, I want to be the toast of it. I say to me every morning, you've only one life to live. So I be darling, let's let the sun in, and Blue can jump in the river. No use to beat on the doldrum, let's be imaginative. Each day is number, no limits number, with only one life to live. Why let the goblins upset you? One smile and see how they run. And what does worrying net you? Nothing, nothing, it's to have fun. All this may sound kind of heavy, but it's the best I can give. Soon comes December, so please remember, you've only one life to live, just one life to live. At the grindstone becomes a millstone in time. This is my thesis, why go to pieces? Step out while you're in your prime. You may say I'm an escapist, but I would rather by far be that than be a red tapist. Lead me, speed me, depression and sentiment into oblivion. Then you're the winner, I'm off to dinner. I've only one life to live. Just one life to live. Accepting that she was inclined always to make up her mind. And Jenny points a moral with which you cannot quarrel, as you will find.
Who's Jenny? Never heard of Jenny. Jenny is out of place.
But I am sure the court will find Jenny is immortal and has a bearing on this case. Jenny made her mind up when she was three. She herself was going to trim the Christmas tree. Christmas Eve she lit the candles, tossed the tapers away. Little Jenny was an orphan on Christmas Day.
Poor Jenny, bright as a penny, her equal would be hard to find.
She lost one dad and mother, a sister and a brother, but she would make.
She was an orphan on Christmas Day.
Jenny made her mind up when she was 12 that into foreign languages she would delve. But at 17 to pass her it was quite a blow, that in 27 languages she couldn't say no.
Poor Jenny, bright as a penny, her equal would be hard to find.
To Jenny and gold, but she wouldn't make up her mind.
In 27 languages she couldn't say no.
Jenny made her mind up at 22. To get herself a husband was the thing to do. She got herself all done up in her satins and furs, and she got herself a husband, but he wasn't hers.
Poor Jenny, bright as a penny,
deserved a bed of roses, but history discloses that she wouldn't make up her mind.
She got a husband, but he wasn't hers.
Jenny made her mind up at 39. She would take a trip to the Argentine. She was only on vacation, but the Latins agree. Jenny was the one who started the good neighbor policy.
Poor Jenny, bright as a penny, her equal would be hard to find.
Oh, passion doesn't vanish in Portuguese or Spanish, but she would make up her mind.
She instituted her good neighbor policy.
Jenny made her mind up at 51 that she would write her memoirs before she was done. The very day the book was published, history will wait. There were wives who shot their husbands in some 33 states.
Poor Jenny, hard as a penny, her equal would be hard to find.
She could get cards and spades to many other ladies, but she wouldn't make up her mind.
There were libel suits in 40 of the 48 states.
Jenny made her mind up at 75. She would live to be the oldest woman alive. But gin and rum and destiny played funny tricks, and for Jenny kicked the bucket at 76.
Jenny wants a moral, and she can a quarrel, and so on a common sense.
Jenny and a saga prove that you are gaga if you don't keep sin on the bed.
Jenny and the story on the way to glory, to a man of womankind.
Anyone with vision comes to this decision. Don't make up, you should make up, you must make up, you'd never make up.
Anyone with vision comes to this decision.
You have to kind of want to do a kick dance after that. That was Uta Lemper with A Saga of Jenny, What a Life, and also One Life to Live. And that's the musical stylings of Kurt Vile. And it is the time to celebrate the instrument that tunes the orchestra, and just hoping that they have a good read on that day. I am speaking of the oboe. Today, some music by Frank Anton Rossetti. Now, he was born in Bohemia back in 1760, and following in the fashion of the time, he adopted an Italian name and became Francesco Antonio Rossetti. In his early career, he was actually destined for the priesthood and studied both theology and music. He did join the court orchestra as a double bassist and then went on to become a composer and a conductor in the prince's court. He wrote quite a bit of stuff, over 30 symphonies and 20 instrumental concerti, of which we're going to hear the opening allegro from his concerto in F major for oboe. Here is Lesos Lenses and the Slovak Chamber Orchestra. Thank you. amazing performance. That was Leos Lenzes, joined by the members of the Slovak Chamber Orchestra, and the opening allegro, and that comes from Rossetti's Opal Concerto in F Major. And you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And let's continue with some accordina music. Now, the accordina is basically an accordion and a wind instrument together. Now, the history of this, and I quote, mouthed accordion was invented by A. Bora back in the 30s. That would be 1930s, and patented in December of 1943. And it was kind of introduced as a travel accordion, sort of a training instrument. And this morning's performer remarks, and I quote, "I consider the accordina as a wind instrument. It is even one of those rare ones which allows polyphony. You think of it this way, it requires a specific technique. And the inhalation must be rhythmically to integrate with the musical sentence, something which is hardly conceivable, kind of like circular breathing. But he does do it justice." So here's Francis Jouvin and Entre deux mers.
Thank you.
Francis Chauvin and Entre deux Mers. That was the music of the accordino, quite a remarkable instrument. You have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Margaret. Till next time. And do stay listening now to Shukshukta, Ethiopian News Radio and Culture. That is coming up next.